All right. I think we finally found my pal, Harvey Pitt. Harvey, so you are there.
I am, and I apologize.
No, don't apologize. It's a pleasure to have you. As I said to folks, Harvey was a former chairman of the SEC, and he's now chairman CEO of Kalorama Partners and Kalorama Legal Services. So, Harvey, I was kind of walking through all the arguments about the insanity of what the SEC is doing. Your letter with Dick Breeden and others, lawless, destructive, you know, climate rules masquerading as investor protection, immaterial information. It's a roundabout way of regulating greenhouse gas emissions themselves, hands a weapon to climate advocates, and so forth. But you said something very interesting on the TV show last night that I wanted to pick up on today. You're concerned, as a former SEC chair who takes the independent SEC very seriously, that this climate attack will do so much damage to the credibility of the commission that it will damage the other work of the commission, which is legitimate. Could you expand some more on that? We never have enough time on TV. Tell us more about this, damaging the credibility and the future work of the commission in areas that they should be regulating.
Sure. I think first let me say that the rules go well beyond anything that is within the proper remit of the SEC, and it's an overreach. What that means is there will undoubtedly be an attack, and given the way the courts have reacted to these types of things, the SEC is likely to get slapped down. Now, that may not bother some people, but if you care about the agency, as I do, one of the problems is that this holds out the potential for the courts not just to slap down the SEC on this overreach, but to lose confidence in the SEC's rulemaking. The result of that will be that the normal deference that gets paid to an administrative agency when it adopts rules that are within its scope and mandate will be lost, and things that the SEC needs to be doing will either not be accepted by the courts or will be subject to further attacks, and all of that will hurt the SEC's stature as a regulatory body. So I'm very worried that this has implications well beyond just what the SEC has done here.
Yes, because there, I mean, let's go back and think about this. We're in a period right now of big market volatility. We're in a down market, or it appears to be. Literally over 100 million people are invested principally through their retirement accounts in the stock market, and they're losing money big time. They're losing their retirement savings. These are predominantly middle class people. Now, the wealthiest own the lion's share, but as I said, there's over 100 million people in pension funds, IRAs, 401ks, and so forth and so on. So people are worried about stocks. The SEC is supposed to regulate the stock market, or regulate the information, the material information. It's supposed to protect investors, right? Do I have this right? And what you're saying is that's the job we need them to do. The job that my friend Gary Gensler is having them do is to spend all their time regulating in order to attack fossil fuels and sucking in all these companies, and they will be thrown out in courts. There'll be a million lawsuits, trial lawyers. So the whole agency is being diminished in the eyes of the marketplace, which is what you're worried about.
Exactly. It's a questionable approach because there's so much that needs to be done within the SEC's jurisdiction and so much that needs to be done to protect all of the people you've just mentioned, most of whom are in the markets through financial intermediaries. They need help. their retirement savings are being lost, and instead of trying to provide them with a marketplace that works fairly, they are in fact being targeted with rules that have very little relevance either to them or to what the SEC does.
A point you made last night on TV, I want to emphasize, you said, it's a very radical, bold point, that we have another agency whose legal purview is the environment. Which one is that, Harvey?
Yeah, if someone is supposed to regulate gas house emissions and so on, there is an agency for that. That's the Environmental Protection Agency. When the SEC undertakes to try and dictate what companies must disclose about gas house emissions, it is wandering extremely far afield from its actual mandate, and that is what is so particularly troublesome about the SEC's initiatives here.
Harvey, what do you think they should be doing right now?
Well, I think right now there is a fair amount of insider trading going on. I think the SEC needs to get back to dealing with the enormous power that index funds are exercising over the marketplace. We've got a marketplace that's volatile, where the country seems to have become a nation of day traders as opposed to people who are investing in the markets. These markets have to be safe for individuals and their retirement plans so that they know exactly what they're investing in, what they're getting, and the people who are supposed to be governing the fates of these funds are taking into account the investors' interests and not their own performance measurements and, I hate to say this, but woke policies.
I mean, yes, of course, woke policies. So if the SEC is becoming the Securities and Environment Commission, do they have a lot of expertise on these fossil fuel matters and greenhouse gas emission matters, so that having published this incredible rule, they can actually administer it? I mean, do they know what they're doing?
The problem is there are a lot of very able and smart people at the SEC. They know about securities markets. They don't know about fossil fuel emissions. And that's not meant to be derogatory about the SEC. That's not their mandate. So, of course, they know virtually nothing about greenhouse gas emissions. That's the job of the EPA, and the SEC has no business trying to regulate and direct what the form of disclosure should be of greenhouse gas emissions. That should be left to the agency Congress designated to do the job.
Harvey Pitt, did you get a response to your letter?
Yes, it was crickets.
Crickets. That's it. I mean, I'm laughing. It's just too absurd. This whole thing is the theater of the absurd. This whole campaign against fossil fuels is the theater of the absurd, but that's a different kind of segment. Last question, last 30, 40 seconds. Where did this come from? I mean, did you know this was coming? Because, you know, you keep in touch with staff and so forth. Along the way, did the career staff at the SEC raise, you know, alarm bells about this?
No, I, this is a top-down directive, it is a part of what I think is an administration committed to dealing with the issues of fossil fuels and otherwise. And this is the SEC, unfortunately, overreaching where it belongs instead of dealing with disclosures that investors really care about, those that are financially material.
Team Biden's endless campaign to end fossil fuels infiltrating the SEC. Harvey Pitt, former SEC chair. Thank you, Harvey. We appreciate it very much.